Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you know what I did on the long weekend?
What, Dave?
This is true. This is 100% true. This is the first time I've done this in like about 4 years. I got some friends together and I played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think the fundamental difference for me is I was just doing this and I was like, this is, I think I enjoy this.
We happy crew, we joyfully join the fray. No daring do, we wouldn't pursue, but thinking it through, that isn't the dragon way.
And on the second night, the ghost light burned all around you. Copses of white wood smoulders and bursts into flame. The ancient wood and sap sizzling and stinging.
What?
That's good start. Good
start.
Start again. Start again. Start again. Start again.
Love this game. Love this game. Stinging your nostrils by the light of the.
Stinging?
I thought you were going to say.
Soft G.
I thought you were trying to say. Stinging. Singeing.
I was trying to say both words simultaneously.
That's
I now true. Realize.
Yeah, portmanteau, stinging.
By the light of the fire, you can just.
Saved your time in many ways.
You can just see the bodies of the cultists you defeated. True, they meant you harm, but it seems unlikely they could harm you as much as this growing inferno. The burning wood represents more than just immediate danger. However, this too was foretold, and in a roundabout kind of way, the burning fire represents the second of seven prophecies that you have been working to frustrate. Prophecies connected to these cultists, a lost city, and a strange affliction known as the Glimmering that has swept through the town. The second prophecy saw the woods aflame, and therefore I suppose it is a pity that you, Hing, through your alter ego Lion Shield banknote, decided to strap a flamethrower to a Roomba and send it off to burn the forest as part of a plan for something?
I believe it was a distraction.
Those same flames are lapping nearer. Already they are creeping up on the clearing that you have taken shelter in. A clearing empty, except for the four dragon friends, a wagon, three dead bodies, and approximately 60 small vials of highly explosive alchemist's fire that you have only just finished assembling into a small pile as the flames lap at the grass.
We should take that the alchemist's fire, shouldn't we?
Yeah. It would be the safe thing to do.
Yeah, that's now to transport it through this fire that we're surrounded by.
Are we surrounded on all sides?
No, but it's you could probably still come back the way you came, but about three quarters around you. But if you take your time to pick up the vials, you're going to have to move very quickly.
Or how many can I pick up and still make like a tree and leaf?
So you just want to cram... If you want to just cram your pockets full...
Yeah, just like grab a couple handfuls.
Just leave the rest?
Because the forest's burning, you know? What's a little more fire on the fire?
Yeah, how much more on fire can it get?
Sure. Well, if you want, you can all take, say, four vials each and make your way out.
You don't have to, by the way. No, you all think it's a good idea? Yep. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm going to leave good...
Vials of fire.
What if we need to burn something shortly?
All right. Is there anything else you want to do?
Is the burning of the copse of trees, is anything happening? Is there anything... We know that the gate's supposed to open. Can I roll an investigation check and see if anything is actually happening?
No, this is just mundane fire.
Okay.
And you saw the portrait that you had taken with you from Thomas Smedley's studio that foretold this. And that painting has altered in a kind of Dorian Gray fashion. It now shows the gate open.
Right.
But other than that, there's nothing else.
Nothing's come through?
No.
Right, okay.
So if it's in a Dorian Gray fashion, does that mean the real gate is even more closed?
I suppose you could just wait 5 days and find out.
So we're in the Blightwood now?
The Ghostlight.
We're in the
Ghostlight Wood.
The Ghostlight.
Down here.
Ghostlight Wood. By that small town, Vantage.
Yes.
Shall we... Ha ha! Should we go to Vantage and check it out? It is a, my understanding is it's a local kinship where we can make supplies, perhaps.
On another note, it's not on fire. So
yeah, that's actually the town's motto. It's on all it's on all their number plates.
I've seen the tourism campaign. Vantage. come for the biscuits. Stay, because it's not on fire.
Sure. Are you going to walk? Are you leaving Buttonsworth in your carriage?
Oh, no, we'll take the carriage.
Yeah, we're going to run back to where we left the carriage, get on the carriage, drive the carriage to Vantage.
Okay, great.
Do we need to go through the fire to get
to
the
carriage? Probably, you can loop around it, but as you circle around without anybody to tell anyone in the town that it's happening, the fire continues to burn out of control.
You know what I might do then? I might throw on these the old blue shades.
Oh, you're going to stop this forest fire with a level zero cantrip?
Level 3, please.
It is a level 0. Yes.
Go for it.
So Vlijntjil Banknote puts on his shades and he looks at the fire real intently. And then he... Ooh, that is a 10 plus 5 is 15.
A 15?
15.
That's a spell attack against the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Do you want to...
Lion Shield Banknote...
Should I roll damage for the fire?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Ooh, it's a 5.
It's a 5, all right. Lion Shield Banknote, illuminated by the fire, backlit heroically, says, stand back, and he pulls out his artificer goggles, and he stares intently, and the goggles actually fog up before a small nozzle fires coolant at a smoldering mushroom and almost puts it out.
Oh. Then he turns and says, yeah, but where'd the coolant come from?
Ah, young mushroom, you live to see another day.
Yeah, wow. you can take the mushroom if you want. It's been saved from the fire.
Yeah, fucking yeah, I'll take the mushroom. Should I do a check on the mushroom, Dave?
What are you talking about?
Well, it could be poisonous.
Arcana
check?
See if it's a magic mushroom.
No.
Wait, a survival check.
A survival check. Oh, well, I rolled a 2 for the arcana, so I don't know if
no,
it's
no,
magical
that's the
origin.
That's the check. That's the check.
And then I roll
You rolled a 2, thank you. The mushroom, look, is a... It is a powerful mushroom that prevents poison. You have an unerring sensation that you're sure that this type of mushroom is a cure for most common types of poison.
I cannot wait to give it to one of you when you are poisoned.
Dave, what time of day is it, or night?
If you remember, it was getting close to night. It's now dark proper. Sun has set.
And we're a few hours from the castle anyway, so let's go to Vantage, see if we can stay in an inn or something, or like camp, find a nice camp.
Vantage, as you would know, Bobby, because you're from here, is a small hamlet. It's about 40 farmers. It's called Vantage because it sits on the cliffs above the lizard marshes, and it's the last human settlement before the lizard marshes.
Okay. A quick question about my magic sword that turns me into a werewolf.
Yes.
Do I just click it off and I stop being a werewolf?
No, you'll be a werewolf until dawn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you're going to show up in a town. Just so I understand, for me, for my benefit, your plan is that you're going to take the carriage and a werewolf and go to a small town that you've never been to after setting fire to their woods.
Also, you're going to take 16 vials of explosives.
And a mushroom. This seems like a good idea to me.
Yeah, right, I don't great, know. Do it.
Your tone is mocking. No, but yeah. I've not actually detected any logical problems with this.
Yeah, okay,
so
yeah.
But just what I'm going to do
right,
is
hell monster eat you.
Get back to the carriage. I'm going to take a length of the leather that connects the horse to the thing and dress me up like a doggy. I'm going to put a leash around my neck so
and
somebody
a collar?
Someone can walk
this
me.
This is very demeaning, dude.
I like it. Don't yuck my yum.
Buttonsworth, who has not seen Bobby transform, is somewhat nonplussed when you come back with a werewolf on a leash.
Oh, that's a big dog! Oh, gosh! I remembered that voice.
Yeah?
Because it was awful. Oh, hi, guys. Hey, there's a big fire!
Yeah, we're going to get out of here. Go to Vantage.
Oh, yeah, great idea. Vantage. Come, because it's not on fire.
Come for the biscuits.
Come for the biscuits, stay, because it's not on. Yeah, that's what it was.
Buttonsworth.
Yes.
Do you have access to some sort of pigeon, or perhaps some sort of messaging system?
Got a pigeon in the back.
Could you alert the fire chief? The recently yes.
Promoted
Crawford. Do you know Crawford?
The pelican? The pelican that was a glass at the pub?
Yeah, yes, you know this man. He's now the fire chief of the entirety of Daggerford.
Oh, no!
Please alert Fire Chief Crawford of this new fire the dragon dukes have created.
Did you say created?
Found.
Oh, because the first thing you said was created.
And so how is he going to get this message?
I have a pigeon in the back.
All right.
He pulls it. It's the latest model of... This is very Flintstone. It's the latest model of car phone. And then the pigeon's like, it's a living... No, it's not. It doesn't say it. Only one bird says that.
Only one
and
bird
it's
talks.
Crawford.
So he grabs a bird, which
Cannon!
Is in the back of the carriage, and...
I could do a good pigeon nose if you'd like me to
go.
Ooh, that's all right.
Oh, I could do a good magpie.
What's the bird that goes, like, that sounds disappointed at the end, that goes, ah.
Crow. What's that?
Vantage! That's Jewel.
That's an osprey that I bred with a puppy.
Small rustic home amongst the cliffs of the Lizard Marshes. Vantage, home to 45 souls. Mostly, let's be honest, lumberjacks whose entire livelihood is earned in the ghostlight woods.
Brother.
Where it's white woods are...
Did you say there's 45 people in here?
Oh, God. No, why are you putting this?
No, you don't get
putting times?
You don't know. You don't get experience for making a commoner destitute. This is... What game do you think we are playing?
It's a long game.
No, but yeah, he'll die eventually from, you know, loss of income.
God,
you know.
I got to say, he wrote the number 45 down and then he put a multiplication sign and that was terrifying.
I'm just keeping count of 45.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens. But 45 is a baseline.
All right, when you arrive in Vantage, you find that the entire community is in uproar. A bell is ringing on the hill, and already farmers and lumberjacks are forming a bucket chain perilously down into the marshes to try and winch water up. And in a...
Are the buckets just coming up full of lizards?
Mr. Pancakes, what do you know of these lizard marshes?
I'm a rog. I can't say anything.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Robert. Robert, my good man.
I'm pretending to be a rog. I can't
Wait,
say anything.
Wait, did I go up here as well?
Yes, you did.
I know something.
In fact, Bobby didn't, to be honest.
Didn't.
We're very good at our own story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does this work? Do I just say whatever I want?
I'm making... Make a history check for me first.
Okie dokie.
That could really sum up... The entire show.
I just say whatever I want.
I got a 4 minus 1, 3,
so
please.
You got a 3, so yeah, I guess you make up whatever you want.
Okay, so long, long time ago, there was one big lizard, and he chopped himself up into 100 little lizards, and they live in this marsh now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess that would work because... I think that would work because, as you know, lizards, when you cut their tails off, they grow back. So if you cut a lizard into 100 little pieces, 100 lizards would grow.
Yeah, but only that piece of the lizard. So, like, there's something like lizard toes or lizard eyeballs. It's a mess. It's a mess.
While you're having this conversation and the bucket chain is struggling against the cliff face, a member of the local garrison, in a very similar uniform to the town watch at Daggerford, sort of wanders up and says, you've just come from the Ghostlight Woods. What's happened? It looks like it's all on fire.
Very, very good observation. It is and continues to be. Out of our way!
So the bucket chain's struggling?
Yeah, they're struggling.
I'm gonna leave my fire capsules in the
carriage.
In the carriage, because I don't want to blow anyone up. And I'm gonna jump on top of the carriage. I'm gonna do a big billow with my cloak of billowing and be like,
necessary.
Stand back! I'm good with buckets. And I'm gonna charge down and help them with the bucket chain. I'm gonna get so good at buckets, I'm not even gonna join the chain. I'm just gonna be my own chain.
You're just gonna climb down to the... So when you say you're not gonna join the chain, you're just gonna climb down the cliff face, get a single bucket of water.
Climb back up.
Make for me an athletics check.
What a silly idea.
DC 14.
Yeah, that was a one.
It's a one.
It's a one.
Baston dives headfirst into the lizard marshes, and the guard continues to address you and says...
So hang on, he says, stand back, and then just swan dives into the lizard marshes.
And to their credit, nobody moves to intercede. Your coach, my lady, that's the livery of the Ducal Castle.
Mm.
Have you come to help?
We have. We've already begun.
Wait, is that the help?
That's one of them. Do you have a very big bucket?
Like
bigger
a cauldron?
Bigger than all the others. Yes, I have a plan also. Give me your biggest bucket that I could carry. Well, I'm very strong.
In the dining halls, there's a big cauldron, but I would have to take several men off the bucket chain to go get it.
How long will it take?
Well, I don't know, 5-10 minutes.
Worth it. Get me
Rory,
cauldron.
Baker, go get the cauldron.
Wait, was one of you guys called Bacon?
Yeah, Rory and Bacon.
Okay, just checking. I guess we've got time to kill.
Yep.
What's your name?
Sweet Meats.
Sweet Meats.
Yeah.
Well, very sweet to meet you, Sweet Meats.
You see, I have no notes for this, so... Rory and Bacon...
Your default, your panic button is breakfast!
Rory and Bacon...
Like, Rory was such a good normal name, and then straight away, Bacon.
It's just Dave getting stopped by the cops. What's your name, son? The Omelette!
Rory and Bacon leave the bucket chain...
Soft egg! Soft egg!
And suddenly, without direction, feeling the sense that there's somebody here and they've got to be on top of things, the bucket chain kind of falters and sort
What's
of...
What's your job, son? Toast soldier!
And they sort of mill around. And we... And we cut to you, Baston.
I know we've derailed, but you know...
Who I am...
You know how after how Game of Thrones was this big thing, there was this like influx of children called Daenerys and whatever? What's happened in your life in the last week, Dave? Have you discovered bacon? You're like, I should name a thing after that.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, go to Baston.
I'm in the swamp.
Yeah. You wake up because you give yourself a mild concussion and you find yourself lying...
Wait. Was it a shallow swamp that I dove into?
Actually, also you take...
Lizards live there, fam.
6 points of damage.
Dave.
Yeah, do a spine check.
I'm down to 7 hit points.
Oh, yeah, you haven't healed.
I got burnt by that slug yesterday.
And as you lie in the muck, realizing at this moment that you didn't bring a bucket with you...
Yeah.
You see 2 feet just in front of you with scaled talons, and as you look up them, you see crude, ragged pants... And a lizard folk, a member of the lizard folk.
Ooh.
Oh boy! And are there people around me? Can I hear?
No,
I'm quite alone. Oh dear!
They were going to a spring that was built into the side of the cliff. You dived over the cliff.
Yeah.
In through the mist.
Yes.
No one can
I
see you.
I dived off a cliff. That was brave. Wow. Okay, I'm going to say, you, waterfellow, summon your. Your people, there is a fire that needs wetting, and you are wet.
He looks at you, and he pokes you with a spear.
Follow me.
You're lying on the ground in the mud.
Okay. Well, I stand up.
So he's speaking in Draconic. Do you speak Draconic?
No. I speak abyssal.
So you're gonna have to make yourself understood.
Okay, how am I gonna charades this? This will be good for the podcast. I kind of flap my arms and do wavy arms for water, and then I do spirit arms for fire, and then I point
At the fire?
Yeah. I mean, just can he see the fire?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess he can see the red glow
yeah,
through
I'm
the
like,
mist.
Fire.
Huh? With a
and then you give him a thumbs up.
Give him a thumbs up.
I make a charisma check for me with disadvantage because you don't speak.
Oh, massively. Okay, I got plus two. Is this persuasion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yes. Good. Disadvantage, 15. So
that's
17.
Pretty good. And the lizard folk looks at you and he points at what you realize is a sort of a vine rope ladder that's leading back up the way he came.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I'm going to go and climb up and start to climb and then look back to see if he's following me.
Looks like he's waiting for permission.
From who? I give him a wave.
All right.
Yeah.
You rolled high, so he's sort of confused and he goes up the ladder with you. And
what's
now
he wearing?
Yay, I made a friend.
What's he got on?
It's just sort of he's wearing rags and a little bit of armor as well.
What language do... It's a lizard person?
Draconic. He said draconic.
Draconic. Ah, Friezo spoke draconic. Damn
he
it.
Did.
So, yeah.
Meanwhile, at the top, sort of huffing and panting, Rory and Bacon return and they're hauling a cauldron and Sweetmeats is like, thank God you showed up. I've got to say... I'm just the apprentice watchman. Normally, we get support from the city, but there's a panic because apparently the commander's gone missing, so I'm out here by myself.
Commander Boggins?
We wouldn't know anything about that.
Yes, Commander of the Daggerford Watch.
Oh, I wonder where he is.
Oh, it's a lovely time.
You could do it.
Well, I have. We have the cauldron for you, so what's the plan?
Oh, okay. Hear me plan, but... In the time I've been thinking about it, I'm gonna bamf into the water with the cauldron and then bamf back, to wet the fire more.
Okay, the cauldron is empty.
That's why I'm bamfing into the marsh, then bamfing into the fire.
All right.
Sound logic.
So you're gonna just wet yourself and then wring yourself
out
of the cauldron?
Holding
she's gonna take the
cauldron.
Oh, I
see. Can I take stuff with me when I bamf?
You can take,
Last time she couldn't take Baston.
But I was wrong.
A person and an object are different.
Anything that you can carry. So you're going to need to do a couple of things for me, one after another.
Okay.
First of all, I need you to make a strength check. The cauldron took two men to carry, so it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be DC 18.
Ooh.
I'm worth more than two men.
Against your athletics.
What's your athletics?
Seven. Ooh.
17.
But what about with extra trying and wanting it to work?
Take an advantage. Roll one more time.
Extra trying.
Just because I want to see this play out.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
You got to really
want it. And the reason that I'm letting you do that is a few other things you have to do. I've also been making the skull easier for you. Now I need to make a DC 16 constitution to not be affected by the skull.
Ooh.
Isn't it this funny one?
No.
No.
That's in case you run into
something.
Ooh. Ooh, hachi machi.
Right. That's not very good. So you succeed in bamfing down into the water.
Sploosh.
And although it hurts your hands, and in fact you strain yourself and take D6 points of damage, you manage to bring the cauldron with you.
Great.
Ooh.
What is the thing that happens with this black magic?
I'm just rolling. I rolled a 96.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's good numbers. Nearly 100%.
Yeah.
Give it to me, Dave.
You become petrified.
Oh, no.
Like wood or that's, like scared?
No, you turn to stone.
Oh, dear.
In water?
Oh, no. That's the worst place for that to happen.
Inside a cauldron inside water.
No, she's holding the cauldron.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So you're holding
the cauldron. What a lovely bird bath.
So at that moment, you're climbing up. Baston, yeah. And the lizard man is following you, and then blink behind you. You turn around and you see a statue of Filge holding a cauldron.
What are the odds? I guess I keep. Is it sinking or is it just sitting there?
It's sinking slowly into the marsh.
Oh boy!
Because it's very heavy.
Can I? Because I feel like dumb as Baston is. He would probably just keep climbing. But is there something that
make an
wriggles
check.
Inside him? My strong intelligence.
It's easy. DC 10.
You say something that wriggled inside him? Like he swallowed
20.
A fly.
Wow.
Hey. Oh. Baston. Baston, you look at the statue and something does tweak inside your beautiful, simple, smooth brain.
And that's so good. Inside his brain, there's no folds. It's just smooth.
It's beautiful.
And you have a thought and you go, I remember last season, Filge got an amulet of the Black Skull. I wonder if she's used it too many times, turned to stone, and can now only be brought back to life with a greater restoration spell or similar scroll.
Hmm. You did roll a 20.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Wow, all that. You know when you surprise yourself? You're like, wow. I'm really absorbing some stuff. Okay, well, I guess I want to slide down that rope ladder. Okay. Just slide
you
down.
You bump into the lizard man. And you go,
but I want to slide down him so I go. Yes,
from the lizard guy's perspective, what's happened is you've turned around and waved him up, and then as soon as he started climbing, you've just pranked him and slid down the ladder and just arse to face, smacked him in the head.
I want to slide down so I squeeze between him and the ladder, and he's attached to my back and keeps sliding down with me.
But he doesn't know that's what you want to do.
But if I roll good, then maybe it'll happen.
Again, that could be a motto of the show.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay, all right.
DC 20.
Okay, here we go. I get a plus to this. Acrobatics or just dexterity?
I'll let you do athletics or acrobatics.
Dice cam, Maiden.
Okay, plus 5. Oh, dice cam. Yeah. Wait, where's the dark? Okay, here we go.
That is an 8.
That is an 8. Okay,
not
so
enough.
It's worse. That's a 6.
Oh, that's worse.
You
than
hit
8.
The lizard man, and you both fall into the marsh again, and take another 2d6 of hit points of damage.
Oh, I go down to minus 1.
You start to die.
Okay. All right.
Now you did say it was very foggy, but can we see what's happening?
No. Right. Hing. You're up. Bat is up.
I guess
it's a real fuck us like a ding dong episode.
Bobby can't do anything. He's on a leash, being held by Buttonsworth.
Well, did
all you had to do was go home.
Oh, go home.
Vantage, that small farming community that has claimed so many adventurers.
Okay. So.
The fire is now beginning to lap at the outskirts of the hamlet as the fire unchecked because you stopped the bucket chain.
Oh no, our town motto!
The hamlet is now...
Yeah, there's a sign underneath that says stay for the biscuits. Come for the biscuits, take it, it's on fire, and it's slowly starting to get on fire.
But you're okay because you sent message to the fire warden, except, oh wait, you fired him and replaced him with a talking pelican you like.
He's doing great. I've got faith.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I did Filch...
If only the commander of the watch could help you, a man who is missing because you locked him downstairs for no reason.
Dave, leadership is hard. Give us a break.
No. Do you think this is what Obama had to deal with when he was president?
Specifically a talking pelican, yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Moment of truth. Lion Shield banknote, your 2 years of not going to college and not finishing Artificer skill have led you here to this moment. What do you do?
Okay, so did Filge announce her plan before she did it?
No.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no, Filge did. Baston didn't.
Okay, yeah, because Baston just said, look out or stand aside and then jumped over. So I guess Lion Shield would know the Baston's down there.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Filge said that she was going to bamf. So I think he's going to call on the turret.
Oh, yeah.
Bushu D2.
Bushu D2. Ha-ha! Bushu D2!
Yes!
Okay, I'm going to equip...
Upsetting.
I'm going to equip my frost glasses...
Right.
...to Bushu D2.
Okay.
Your cantrip, your level 0 cantrip, yep.
That's cool.
No, but... and then... I'm...
Actually, no, but yeah, that's not a artillerist ability.
He's just a flame turret.
Flamethrower, force ballista, defender.
Yeah, but I'm gonna MacGyver it.
You're gonna robot wars him.
I'm gonna robot wars it. Have you seen the show? Do they have robot wars in Vantage?
On a short rest, you could infuse him with something, but that would take about 2 hours.
Dang it! All right. Well, looks like we are going hell for leather. What I've got to do is. Look, Blind Shell Banknote would realize that the only way for him to save his friends is to get more powerful.
Oh, no. Oh. Hang on,
King has the floor.
Everyone
go
else
on.
Is passed out.
Okay, so Dave, you said that I could take any at the start you let me choose anything I wanted from D&D Beyond.
Yes, once.
And one of the things I chose was the Necklace of Fireballs.
Yes,
right?
This is true.
Which I had to roll D6 plus 3 to get the amount of fireballs I have
yes,
on it.
That's
which,
correct.
So I've got 7 fireballs. Mm-hmm. Plus, I've
so
got
so this is a necklace of small beads, and if you throw them, they cast the fireball spell.
Yes. Plus, I've got my 4 vials of fire.
Yes.
And I'm going to get Baston's 4 from that he left behind.
Oh, in the carriage.
Yes.
Right. So that's 8. So that is 8 levels of fire. So that,
what's
that's
that? What's
the level of fire?
You can't just say things.
I've got 7 fireballs with 8 vials of fire, right? What? No, stop making that noise.
Okay.
Stop,
I'm sorry. I appreciate your help.
Stop.
Never heard that expression when, like, all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah.
But also, just a reminder that the water activates the fire in the vials and our friends are in the water.
Ah, fuck, you're right. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. Maybe just dial back from the precipice of genocide, which you're inevitably moving towards.
What sound advice.
I think at this point, Robert just sort of stands up, looses the collar.
Buttonsworth looks amazed.
Oh my God, a standing dog!
Hey, when you loosen the collar, it was like this.
And I think he just like scarpers down the cliff and just like heads down to see what's going on because clearly something's gone wrong.
Okay, great. Make for that climbing check for me.
That's an 8 plus acrobatics. That's a... 15.
It's alphabetical. Yeah,
you explode.
you scarper down and you see now a very angry, injured lizard man with 3 other lizard men with spears have carefully surrounding Baston, who is unconscious in the mud by the water, next to a statue of Filge holding a cauldron.
Okay. Am I out of the water?
No, you are now up to your waist.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so... Do I still have the magic that I have as the yep?
Yeah, you have all your spells.
Okay, so I'm going to use Mage Hand to start trying to haul Filge out.
Mage Hand can only carry 10 pounds.
Even a werewolf Mage Hand?
Make it 15.
What if he really wants it bad?
Yeah.
Okay, how far away am I from Filge?
Sorry?
How far away am I?
Filge is... You're about 30 feet away.
30 feet away.
Yeah.
So I guess I wade in towards her. Mm-hmm. Tell me when I can stop doing things. Hopefully...
They haven't noticed you. They're kind of, at the moment, focusing. Okay. There's mist everywhere.
So I'm going to remove the length of reins from my neck that I was using as a... And try and lasso it around the Filge statue.
Okay, this will be your action.
That's a 16. Yeah.
Okay, great. You managed to tie your leash around Filge's midsection. While you're doing this... Banknote, what's...
Lionel Banknote is going to get the 50 feet of rope he has.
Yes.
And he's going to wander to the side of the cliff. How deep is the cliff?
I said that it was 2d6, so that would mean that
like
it's...
12 feet or something?
No, like about 25 feet.
25 feet. Okay, so great. So he's going to loop it half and put half of it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to... tie it in half. So it's 25 and 25 feet. Is
yep.
Loop it down so that there's a sort of a hoist winch across a branch. Oh. Down to those guys.
So isn't that nicer than murder?
so that if they get the... And then you go, Robert, my good man. If you tie the statue and Baston to that, then you can pull it down and winch them up to me.
Okay, suddenly all the lizard men hear the commotion. They turn, they see the banknote, because the mist is starting to clear because of the fire, and he's pointing, and they turn around their heads, and they notice you for the first time. They spin, and they point their spears at you.
Oh, look, looks like they've noticed you. Sorry about that. Hey, look over here. Back over here. Look over here. Oh, what's a distraction check?
That's so nice. Frieza would never do that.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5. Do I distract them, Dave?
Two of them peel up and they start advancing on Bobby. That's fine. That's a bonus action. You've just been talking. You still have your action.
Okay. In which case, what's the range of Ray of Frost? 60 feet. Uh-huh, they're only really 25 feet away. All right. Let's spell it.
I get Fireball is significantly more if you want.
When in doubt.
But if you burn the mark... No, you're trying to trick me because my friends are down there. I get it. Actually, before I roll, how many XP points do I get for killing... doesn't matter. All right, so I've rolled a 9 plus 5 is 14.
Okay, so you cast your cantrip at one of the lizard men and
zap.
14 hits.
What's the range of that spell? Is it going to...
60 feet. It's 3 damage.
But I mean the kind of cone of it. Does it like freeze the swamp around...
No, I think it's just a ray.
It's a very... Goggles. It does, but it's a very small effect. It's not very powerful ice magic.
So I'm just trying to get that...
Ice magic?
Oh boy, let's talk about that for a while. Wow. How does it go so hard?
Tap, tap, tap.
Do you think Americans have it? Or do you think only Australians?
Tell you what, Americans, if you are listening to this and you have a sauce that you put on ice cream that sets as if by eldritch forces, do get in contact with us on the Dragon Huddle Facebook page. Interlude over.
Baston, make a death check.
Oh, but I don't... so what, this constitution?
You got to roll 11 or higher.
No, that's a 6.
You start to die. You take...
No! Can somebody just flip me over? I am literally face down in a swamp here.
The two lizard men are approaching you.
Okay, is there anything that I can tether...
yeah, there's an old wooden stump of a tree.
Okay, so I'll do that. I'll tether so Filch hopefully won't sink any further.
Okay, that's going to force you... That means that they'll be able to make it to you, even though they're moving quite slowly.
Okay.
So you're sacrificing your ability to escape.
Yep.
Great, you tie Filch to the tree and Filch stops sinking.
Okay, great.
Nice.
The two, however, they get to you and they stab at you with their spears and one of them actually hits you.
Oh no.
For D8 plus 2, 6 points of damage.
Okay. Yep.
The other two are content to just leave you in the muck, but they're keeping the spears on you, but they don't stab you any further.
Even unconscious, they fear me.
what is the range of cure wounds? Does that
touch.
Help?
It's
someone's
touch.
Dead?
It's touch, yeah.
Ah, fuck. All right. I am then... I've got a thing here called false life. Does that... Can I cast...
Do you not know what any of your spells do?
No, because
really not.
I just picked the ones that had cool names.
Well, in that case, why don't you cast the spell and I'll tell you what it does.
All right, I'm going to. You know what? Fuck it. No, I'm gonna. Because you said that, I know it's a trick.
Boring. Everything's a trick.
All right, then I'm gonna use the long strider cantrip and give myself speed so I can run down, down into the swamp.
You know the fastest way down. Baston's already shown you.
No, but I'll take damage, and I think I've only got like
well,
fucking 5.
You have
five.
Just draped a rope over the. I'm gonna tell
yeah,
you to suck it.
So tie. I'm gonna
use
Robert
the ladder.
Tie Baston by the feet, not by the neck, by the feet. to the rope, and then I'll winch him up.
He's currently fighting lizards.
Yeah, kind of got my hands full.
All right, fine.
If only there was some other way down.
Like a ladder.
Oh, the ladder! Fuck! All right. Good work, everybody.
Oh, racing shit. Down the ladder. Lion Shield Banknote, you quickly land.
Can I just say, D&D's harder than real life, because in real life you don't have to remember the ladder because you can see the ladder. But memorizing... Oh,
and
fucking
you,
hell.
You drop down... In front of Baston, placing yourself literally in harm's way between Baston and the two lizard men, as Lion Shield Banknote demounts.
You will run away from me because I'm a scaredy artificer.
Do you have any way to make
catchphrase?
Do you have any way to make yourself more scary? That's it.
Ooh. Hello there, good sir. You look like a likely fellow. Might I shake your hand?
I'm going to offer a handshake to one of the fucking
lizards.
This
is lizards. So convoluted. Okay, make a...
All right, fine, it's a high five. Is
no,
that better?
No, you do it. A high five is much better, thank you. All make right. A charisma check. With disadvantage.
Yep. Oh, that's an 18. That's
enough.
That's a 6. Oh, fuck. Okay, disadvantage.
He leaves you hanging.
Oh, Christmas plus 5. So that's 11.
Then fine. One of them, confused, holding a spear, sensing the moment is theirs, offers you a high five.
I'm going to punch him in the nuts with my hand then.
That doesn't require a high five.
I know, but his hand's up, so he can't. He can't. His hand's in the air, so he can't block the punch, obviously.
I hear that. Take advantage.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, treat yourself.
All right, so that's a 14. Plus 5 is 19.
Are you just using your normal fists?
No,
I'm using
shocking
the shocking grasp.
Grasp.
I'm gonna.
Why don't you just cast shocking grasp? All right, fine. No, yes,
we're
yes.
We're trying to give it some flavor, Dave.
All right.
So that's 8 plus 5 is 13 damage.
Yes, okay, you do 13 damage to the lizard man that was already hurt, and he jumps back from you. And the other one lunges at you with his spear, shocked, and he hits you.
Oh,
for
boy.
D8 plus 2.
Oh, shit.
You were not doing well already.
So are these the ones that were near me?
No, these are the two that were near Baston. For 5 hit points of damage.
Okay.
What are you on, Hing?
Down to 6, baby.
Your turn.
Okay.
Bobby's turn.
So there's 2?
There's 4, but one of them, there's 3 now. One's back running off.
So how many were near me? 1,
2.
2. Okay. I'm going to... how close together are they?
Within 5 feet of each other.
How tall am I?
Well, you could hit them both at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a big wolf boy.
A big wolf boy. So I'm going to go and bite one of them.
That was too big.
One of them on the throat and get the other one with my sword.
Okay, cool.
That's a 3.
Okay, the bite misses and the
now
sword.
Do your sword.
That's a 4.
Oh. Okay. Spicy.
That's the go.
Do you smooch one of them on the neck?
Yeah.
You lunge and seem to try to kiss one of them, and it looks at you confused, and then there is no more time. For at this point, they're with you, and their spears are now... Your back is to the trunk of the trees, and they're holding their spears against you. Another one has got poor Lion Shield Banknote almost up against the cliff face. Make one more death save for me, Baston.
What do I have to get?
You need to get 11.
Oop.
Yeah, do I get my constitution then?
No, this is a death save.
Oh, I failed that one too.
So you are... Baston is now...
I'm on death's door.
Death save away from death. And at that point, you hear a loud blast of a horn.
And womp, womp, womp.
It's a horn of blasting, so it causes... That's a thing. That's a real thing.
I know.
Like a powerful fart?
It causes all of the mist... flies away, and you can see at the top of the cliff 3 figures. 2 of them you do not know, but 1 is a silhouette you would recognize anywhere, which is holding the horn, the shape of LaCroix Pomplemousse, with a horn in his hand, and the lizard men hearing the horn scatter as ropes are coiled down the cliff face.
Hello?
Pomplemousse! Hello there. Have you brought Crawford?
He is currently detained, putting out the fire, which he's doing very well. He has a real mind for tactics and is coordinating the brigade splendidly.
We seem to have found ourselves in something of a pickle. One of us, if you remember Filge, she was the orc, she's turned herself into stone.
As I see. And is this Monsieur Baston?
Yes, he's dead. None of this is good. It's horrifying.
Well, you are lucky.
And I know it looks bad because I've survived, but I want you to know I'm a good boy.
Well, I was certainly not suspicious until you just said, I'm a good boy.
Bobby says, I'm a good boy too.
Oh, have you met Robert? He's a wolf. He's just a regular wolf that talks.
Is that Master Pancakes?
Did you know? Is that cool?
Did you know?
I had my little suspicions.
Well, yes, it's me.
Well, I think there is no more time to lose. Let's get this statuesque beauty. Haha, little jerk from me. back to the castle. Let's tend to Baston's wounds. As you see, I am here in the nick of time. And LaCroix.
He claps twice and down the ropes skitter. One priest of Ilmata and 2 of the guards of Daggerford, and they pull you out of the muck and stabilize you, Baston, quickly, while the priest pulls out a scroll that casts greater restoration on you, and you come back immediately to life. But your necklace has fizzled out, unfortunately.
Oh, I love that thing! Give me another one! Have I taken any hit points out of all of this?
No, you're as solid as a rock.
Lovely.
Solid as a rock. Hey, can I ask, because I think the whole thing with D&D is if you fuck up, there are consequences and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel like if Eden just gets brought back to life, and look, this is because you
questioned... Stop pointing at me, Michael.
This is because last episode...
Just because you change hands on the microphone doesn't mean you're not pointing at me anymore. Just pointing with the other hand.
Last episode, when I was like, "Hey, can I level up?" You got all antsy with me, saying that I had to earn it. I want there to be consequences for Eden almost dying because it feels
all right.
I'm gonna be like, I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying. Now it's going to take.
Can I get?
No, you can't have XP for my dying.
Oh, come on!
No. Okay, I would not normally do this, but Hing has asked, so I will. That's a good point. Okay, so we have a cleric. We have guards coming down. The cleric needs to cast the spell. So we have non-medicine trained medics trying to stabilize you. Mm-hmm. So that is a simple DC 14 medicine check that they're going to have to do normally, which means...
Can I use my dice of inspiration?
What dice of inspiration?
For being so smart the other session.
No. You're not doing it. Sorry.
Oh,
no.
It's some other idiot.
Okay.
It's Dave.
So, first of all, I will let you, Hing, roll. If you roll a 14 or higher...
Trying to curse me.
If you roll a 14 or higher, then Baston is stabilized. Yes. If you fail this, he has to roll a third death check.
No, I don't want to die, man.
Oh, it's a 19. Oh.
Yeah. And Baston... So does Baston be like... banknote.
Yes.
There was something I meant to tell you, but I've forgotten what it is. All right, what are we doing?
All right, you slowly, all of you...
Wait, is that it? That's it?
What do you... Will you only be happy
slap
if Eden's
him, Dave,
character...
Slap him,
I just... I want something.
He could have died.
He could have, but he didn't. It's like every time fucking Hing wants to do something and he fails and he gets a
Hing,
fucking...
He only has one hit point. If you really want him to die...
Just throw a rock at him or something.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to cast Michael? Grease on the ladder.
What?
But why?
Just...
Hang on. You need to explain why your character is doing this.
Yeah. I know Michael's upset because he doesn't...
I guess it would be to stop... Because Lion's your back...
I understand. You want consequences. You want the world to change because of this. Is that right?
Well, I just feel like every time...
Things have to get harder.
Every time Friezo fucked up, it's like, oh, he loses all of his shit. Or like, you know, Phil just to take his sword.
You don't think
like,
that was deserved in some small regard?
Yeah, it wasn't a fuck up.
I understand.
Like, oh, we're taking his fucking spellbook for a season. Maston fails two death checks and suddenly you're like, oh, the cleric's
no,
here
you're
to
right,
fucking save him. You know?
You are right in the sense that... You know, you were right in the sense that, like, a dungeon master needs to establish consequences so that people fear failure.
No, I
hear what you're saying.
You know what? I will stop my protest if I can have his sword, because he's unconscious.
No, you can't have my sword.
What about if he loses his cloak of billowing?
Let's see what Dave...
So, okay. It takes a while for them to get you up the cliff face, and you finally arrive, and Pomplamoose is carefully getting you up on the cliff face, and he's like, my friends, it seems that I got here just in time. I don't understand what has happened.
It's simple, really.
You're...
Bobby?
Well, you have one hit point and you're comatose and shivering.
Yeah,
and as you are pulled over the cliff face, it seems like the fire is finally starting to come under control and only some parts of Vantage have been burned. A few of the outlying buildings are gone and your carriage, which is still full of alchemist's fire, which explodes at that moment. And it destroys... The town, good half of the town of Vantage, and Friezo, all of the equipment, all of the equipment that Banknote has put on the carriage, is gone.
Oh, this is some fucking bullshit.
So, so you still have your turret, you have your necklace of fireballs, I'll let you even have your luck stone. but everything else that I gave you is destroyed. And Baston, you lose your cloak of billowing.
No!
Oh, well.
Slowly, painfully trudging back to civilization, for without
like
a carriage...
That's my anti-matter rifle!
Without a carriage, without transportation, also Buttonsworth died, so you feel bad about that. The four of you, plus Pomplamoose and his two guards and priests, cut a sorry figure as you trudge down the road back towards your house. It is after midnight when you make it back to the manor, and precious time has been lost. Some would say time that could have been used to stop this cult frittered away on a misadventure involving four lizard men, a statue, an unnecessary cauldron, and those poor meandering fools they call the Dragon Friends. Thank you!
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Griner, and me, Michael Hing. Their dungeon master is Dave Dungeon Dave Harmon, with voices from a man with at least three voices, Ben Jenkins. Tom Carty does our music, Shakira Khan designs our website, and this episode was recorded at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Redfern, Australia, and is edited, mixed, and fixed by Hugh Guest. See you next time. Bye!
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.